Jim Carnicelli's AI Blog, Saturday, April 21st, 2007. Abstraction in Neuron Banks. On an exhilarating walk with my wife, we discussed the subject of how to build on the lessons I learned from my pattern sniffer project and its neuron bank documented in my previous blog entry. There are loads of things to do, and it was not obvious how to squeeze more value out of what little I've done so far. But it finally became apparent. One thing I was not happy about with Pattern Sniffer is that the world it perceives is pure. There is just one pattern to perceive at a time. The world we perceive is rarely like this. As I walk along, I hear a bird singing, a car, and a lawnmower at the same time, and I am aware of each separately. Clearly, there is lots of raw information overlap, yet I'm able to filter these things out and be aware of all three at once. Pattern Sniffer could see two things going on in its tiny 5x5 pixel visual field, but it would see them as a single pattern. This is the kind of sterile world problem so many AI systems live in, because the experimenters don't know how to rise above this problem. Yet rising above is a requirement if we want to be able to get machines that can exist at the perceptual level and not just the sensory level of intelligence. I said in my previous blog entry that my neurons' dendrites had a care property, but that I didn't make use of it yet. My vision was that this would play an important role in being able to recognize patterns in a more abstract way, but I didn't know how yet. I need to get to work and document my results, but I wanted to document some of my thoughts we came up with that I can now practically explore. As we walked, I pointed at a car and explained that somehow I'm able to mask out all the not-car parts of the scene and focus only on the car part. It's very hard to explain what that means, but I tried to relate it in terms of my neuron banks. Consider the left bar pattern. The figure below is captioned left bar pattern. It shows a 5x5 grid with the left side, left two columns filled with black pixels and the right three columns filled with white pixels. What if we had a neuron in a bank that could recognize this pattern? But let's say I have another neuron that's a copy of this, save for one thing. Each dendrite that now expects white pixels now doesn't actually care what's in the white area. We'll represent don't care pixels, dendrites, with blue diagonal stripes like so. The figure below shows the same left bar pattern, but instead of the white three columns on the right, you see white columns that have little diagonal blue slashes through them. In this case, I'm assuming the care property would be a numeric value from 0, don't care, to 1, care very much, multiplied while calculating the strength of the match on that dendrite that ultimately contributes to the total match score for the neuron. Now, let's say the neuron bank is confronted by a perfect left bar pattern. Clearly, the neuron with the solid left bar pattern, with all dendrites having care equals 1, will get a stronger match than the neuron with a masked version of the left bar pattern, because the don't care dendrites will not contribute positively to the match score. So if only one neuron gets to win this matching game, the neuron with the solid left bar pattern will always win. The figure below shows the input pattern compared with two neurons, one with the solid left bar and one with the masked left bar. And the one with the solid bar is labeled as high match, and the one with the masked left bar is labeled as medium match. But now let's say we showed our neuron bank an L-shaped pattern. The masked left bar pattern is going to fare better than the solid left bar, like so. And in the figure below, we have a similar sort of situation. We have an input pattern. This time it's an L. It combines the left bar and the bottom bar, which is to say that the upper right corner of 3x3 part of is all white pixels, and the two left columns and the two bottom rows are all black pixels. To the right of that are the same two neurons, our solid left bar and our masked left bar. And our mass left bar is labeled also as medium match like before. It's going to be the same as when it was just a vertical bar that was input. And the left bar, solid left bar neuron is going to have a low match because all those black pixels that are in the lower bar part of it are just going to contribute negatively to it. Okay. The caption of this is, the don't care pixels don't get penalized by the lower bar part. Now let's say we also had bottom bar neurons that match both the solid and masked versions of that. Things get interesting with the L pattern. Let's say we even have a neuron that has learned the solid L pattern. Following illustrates these variations. The caption of this illustration is, the L neuron has the best match, followed by the masked left and bottom bar. Now in this case we have our input pattern, which again is this L pattern, followed by five neurons and their expectations. The first is the left, the solid left bar, and that's got a low match, followed by the masked left bar, which is a medium match, followed by a low solid bottom bar pattern neuron, which has a low match, followed by a masked bottom bar, which has a medium match, followed finally by a solid L pattern, exactly like the input pattern. That one's going to have a high match. Okay, so if we have a neuron that already has a strong match of the L pattern, what good are the masked left and bottom bar? Here's where having a neuron hierarchy comes in handy. If we are regularly seeing left bars, bottom bars, and L patterns, a higher level neuron bank could potentially see that the masked pattern neurons match more things than the solid pattern neurons do, and thus find them to be more generally useful than the specific pattern neurons. It could then reward them by encouraging them to gain confidence, even though they are not the best matches. One thing my current neuron banks assume is that there is only one single best match, and that only one neuron gets rewarded for matching a pattern, while all the others may in fact be penalized. Yet this doesn't seem to fit how our brains work at some level. Remember, I said I can hear and be aware of a bird singing, a car, and a lawnmower at the same time. That's what I want my software to do, too. See, if we're regularly seeing left bars and bottom bars, it may just be when we see an L in the input that it's actually just a left bar and a bottom bar seen together. That's another interpretation. Being able to explain the total input in terms of multiple perceived stimuli must be more satisfying to certain parts of our brains than alternative explanations that see the input as all part of a single cause that is not currently known. Being able to engender this could bring a machine a lot closer to the perceptual level of intelligence. So that's what I'm probably going to study next. One challenge will be figuring out how to deal with allowing multiple neurons to be rewarded for doing the right thing in a given moment without encouraging neurons to learn redundant information. We'll see.